And good morning. It is Dr. Michael Ash. He is the president of Southeastern Community College, and he is joining me. He joins me each month. We talk about what's going on at the college. We talk about, the condition of the college, how it has changed, how the situation, I guess we had for a while there, it was sort of like a COVID update every time you came here. If it was like, right. Well, where do we stand this month? And it's it does appear that, now I officially declared it gone.
Well, I'm in your corner on that one.
I guess I can't officially call anything gone because I don't have the absolute authority to do that. But right. But as far as I'm concerned, it is I found that and most everything we see, most of the activities that were socially distanced before, those are gone. The mask wearing, for the most part, I did go on spring break. I found it was sort of like. You had the mask mandate was in effect for every time I was in an airport or in an Uber and or in a plane, and then it was like, okay, all right, you're not in a move Uber or Lyft, and you're not in the plane, and you're not in the airport, now you're okay.
Yeah.
And I wondered, you know, I'm not sure what the reason for the plane situation is, but it's been a mixed bag of rules, and some good and some not so good, and uncertainty and different. Talk about conflicting information. We've had that through the entire time.
But, for the whole time.
But regardless, I say it's over regular, normal. It's been a normal year, hasn't it, for SEC?
It has. And certainly we've had illness. We've had people either get exposed and not have any symptoms, or we've had individuals get exposed and then become symptomatic. And we're treating it much like any other illness, where if you're not feeling well, you stay home. And if you need to, you go to the doctor. And then there's certain protocols as far as when you can come back and whatnot. So we're not trying to minimize it from like the standpoint that it's not important, there's no real issue here. But we're also not holding it as the only thing that people can get sick.
And, well, my wife, I woke up on a Saturday morning in early February, and I just had, I got a little scratchy throat. I told my wife, she said, you okay? I said, yeah, I got a little scratchy throat, but that's it. She said, well, I've got a whole, I have a stack of test kits here. You really probably ought to take a test, I took a test. I said, what? It's positive, and it's, we'll take another one in 4 hours, and you can check and see. Maybe it's a false positive, and then I took another one, and it was positive, too. So then it was like, okay, then it's like, there's no way I would have missed anything of work. I felt it was not even a cold. It was just sort of like, so I am doing stuff from home, and I found the boredom to be the biggest issue. Hopefully this thing is over. I think maybe by having it, though, I've got the antibodies. Hopefully, I'm pretty much safe against these Omicron variants, and I'm safe against Delta. So, and I've had all three of my shots, the booster and the two things. So I'm not. I don't know if I'm not bulletproof, because I know you can probably get something, but it's been one of those things. It's the health alerts and those sorts of things. They have dominated. Speaking of health, let's get a good news story out of health. $10 million.
$10 million, and we're so excited about that. And working with our friends across the street from the college at Great River Health, and that's $10 million, about approximately $2 million a year for the next 5 years, and it could go on. Depends on how successful we are in getting nurses recruited or students recruited to become nurses. And so we have a plan, and we're working those plans out, all the little details. Mm-hmm. Had a team meeting yesterday with my group to talk about this. This thing's actually going to get started by June. So I was raising questions. Can we really do that by June? I mean, we're talking 2 months here. And there's a great deal of belief that, we can make that first target.
I know the nursing program has been one of the more difficult issues that you've had to face during during COVID. And I know that nursing in general at any hospital or any location would be has been basically under siege.
Yes.
You've had. Are you close to normal now with your? Are you still dealing with a lot of the after effects of COVID yet?
Well, because the health industry is being required to wear masks and to be vaccinated, then our clinical staff and our students have to have vaccines. And we had some pushback from that for a little while, but we did lose a student who dropped out of the nursing program because she just felt like she didn't need to be vaccinated. And we respect that, but we can't tell the hospital how we're going to operate.
Right.
They tell us how we're going to operate. And requirements for the vaccine were on the table.
But you have been able to. Now, the internship program, have you been able to continue that with the nursing?
Yes. The clinicals, that is still in full force. Again, vaccination and masks. But it is being done. It's being accomplished at a lot of sites, a number of sites, not the least of which is the hospital.
And so, and the nursing program, I think you said, it is the largest individual program you have on campus, isn't it?
Yes, we have probably, I think we did some quick calculations yesterday. We have about 148 students in that program, and that's below capacity.
Okay.
And so working with the hospital, we're gonna be able to hire a few more staff members to help us essentially double our capacity or double our numbers to get to capacity. And so by year five in this agreement, that we'll be turning out nurses that are going to be able to keep up with the demands, or at least really touch the demands of the hospital.
Now, your program, when they are done with 2 years, CNAs and there's registered nurses and the nursing the levels of nursing is a varied level.
Yes.
Are they registered nurses when they?
Well, here's how it works. They start off with CNA. They have become certified.
Certified.
And that's basically a semester of programming and coursework. A course which has multiple aspects to it. Then they move into the PN, or the practical nursing program, and they go through a year of that training. Then at the end of that PN, they graduate from that program, but they also then have to take a test.
Okay.
And that's the state boards. And if they pass that, then they can either go out as a licensed practical nurse, or they can go into our ADN, or associated degree in nursing. And then if they do that, they go into that nursing second year program. Then as they graduate from that, then they're RNs.
Okay.
And of course they have to also retake or
and
take
another,
that test.
They'll have another test at the end of that too.
And if they pass that, then they are registered nurses.
Are you having good success with
absolutely. Our passage rates are sky high. And we're very proud of that. We have a very, very, very qualified and gifted faculty group. And our students are really, really committed. So, for instance, our average first-year test passage rate is around 98%. And how that compares with the state is that we're number one in the state.
Okay.
How that compares to the national averages of around 92%, that's how well we're
okay.
doing.
Okay. If nursing is number one, what would be number two? Or is there a number two?
I don't know that there's a number. Well, there are always going to be a number two. It may be then followed by
a lot of different
programs. But what's coming on fast though is the education program.
Okay.
And we put that into place about 2 years ago, early childhood development, and then on into education, and that we've seen 179% growth in that year over year.
And your a special, I guess, a coordination with Iowa Wesleyan University. Mm-hmm. I'm not even, a partnership is really, I guess that's what we'd call it. How successful has that been since you started that?
It's really going well. We share staff. In fact, we getting ready to share a faculty member in our English Second Language program. Both teams have interviewed candidates, and they've selected somebody. They're doing background checks on that person now. So that person will work at both institutions, working with international students or individuals who English is not their native tongue. And so they want to get that. It's free for individuals to take. So if they're not English speaking, they could check into that program.
I know you had, we were talking, I'm not sure when we were, but we were talking about the fact that international students have made up, we've had a significant number of international students,
yes.
A lot of them coming in for sports or other things. But I know that COVID had a dramatic impact on that, for
yes.
at least for a while. Is
yes.
that back to regular or normal
well,
or close to it?
To demonstrate the impact it had, we were at SEC, we were at 152 international students before COVID hit. That following fall, we had 40.
Yeah.
And since then, we've been growing back, so now we're a little over 100 international students. And my goal is to get us to around 200 and do that, see the 200 on a consistent basis.
Where do most of these international students come from?
They're from all over the world. We have a lot of Asian students. We have a lot of Latin students, Latin America students. But they come from all over, Netherlands, Sweden, Australia, from India.
Has the unsettlement in Europe, has that had any impact on you?
It has a major impact because sometimes students who want to come to the SEC are not able to get appointments at the embassies, and therefore they can't get their visa, therefore they can't leave. So, yeah, it has had an impact, and that's kind of squashed our numbers a little bit. So once that finally eases up, then we think that we'll see just a real explosion of additional international students.
Now, your official budget, have you put in your official budget for next year?
We have our certified budget been submitted. Our board approved that back in March, submitted to Des Moines County as the convening county, and then it went on to the state. And we're waiting the letter, the official letter that says this has been approved. There'll be no problem with it. And that what that does is, one, defines the levy limits
right.
as well as the spending limits. And then beyond that, then we'll have other my executive team is working on our operational budget now.
Your levy, it's a very fairly small portion of our overall property
yes.
taxes.
It's I think we're at about $1.26 maybe
yeah.
$1.27, and that's on $1,000. So a taxpayer bill might be around $10
okay.
a year.
I just paid my property taxes. I paid them last week, and they finally cashed the check today. So it was like, but we were trying to figure out exactly. I was looking at that and talking about that with, I think it was Chad Bird with the city, because
mm-hmm.
they have their budget. And I said, okay,
right.
now the city has its budget. If you live in the city, you've got the actual largest collector of the funds from property taxes is the Burlington school system.
Yes.
The second largest is the city of Burlington. The third is the county. And then there's SEC is included as one of these. I think there's like 15 different things that
yeah.
are all in there.
Yep, very minor, and you know that's understandable. Where we would benefit is that we are able to draw taxes all across our four county region, and that's good. The other downside of that, if you will. Is if we wanted to do something in, say, Mount Pleasant in Mount
right.
and Henry County, and it required a bond levy, then the whole region would have to say,
would have
to pass it in the whole region, and someone in Lee County might say, well, that doesn't help us.
State aid. The state aid formula was increased for the K-12, but how does the state aid come into in terms of SCC?
State general aid, we asked for a fairly significant increase this year for this next year, and it doesn't look like that's going to get a lot of traction. But the governor came in at 2.5% increase, and then the House has come in with their budget at 3.05%. We're still waiting on the Senate. The Senate usually is a little bit more conservative, so it'll probably be close to what the governor's, and then they'll have to sit down. They'll have to knock it all out. But it's important dollars. I'm not trying to minimize that at all. But it's in the whole scheme of things, it's pretty insignificant.
Okay, so you don't get much state aid.
No.
How is your tuition looking for this coming year?
Well, the tuition, we probably will have to ask the board for some type of increase. Inflation is just eating our lunch, as
right.
It is with just about everyone else.
Yes, we're well aware of that.
I'm sure,
as well.
Even as personal, our personal checkbooks is inflation is hurting us. But and I still have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So it isn't like I'm padding the budget. It's trying to pay the bills.
Well, any transportation you have
transportation
costs have been surging.
Yes.
Trust me, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. And so we have athletic teams, we have student groups that go out on tours and whatnot, and we got to pay for the gas.
Everything,
the fuel.
Yeah. Those of us who were around and remember the late 70s and early 80s. When you talk about inflation, now that was truly inflation.
Yes.
That was hyperinflation in relative terms. This is, I'm not sure this is, we're told this is somewhat supposed to be a temporary situation,
yeah.
But I guess we'll see how temporary it is. But we're going to take a break for some news. We've got that coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about athletics. We'll talk about some other programs. Graduation is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk a little bit more about next year and some of the other programs that they have. Southeastern Community College in the spotlight today. Dr. Michael Ash joining me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, what shall we talk about?
You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Deshaun Watson, that to me is the riskiest move in the history of sports. The Cleveland Browns have traded for a quarterback who has torn his ACL twice, didn't play last season, and he has 22 pending civil cases against
him. The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
The snow is melted, the birds are chirping, and warm weather is in the air. It's time to get out of the house and get out on the town in Greater Burlington. What better way to celebrate than a little retail therapy at your favorite Chamber of Commerce member business? Go ahead and put away those comfy sweaters until next year and freshen up your wardrobe with a new spring look from a local retailer. Get a jump start on your long home improvement to-do list you've made while you were stuck inside this winter. Or give in to your cravings and splurge on a delicious lunch or dinner from your favorite restaurant. Or maybe just treat yourself to something special for having to deal with winter. Here's to warm weather and spring shopping at your favorite local Chamber of Commerce member. Just look for the little Chamber of Commerce member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the members of the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership. Making connections, building community.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
March is National Nutrition Month. Whether you want to lose weight or improve your diet, it's better to eat a variety of foods from all food groups than to eat large quantities of only a few things. According to the registered dietitian nutritionist at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, a balanced diet is more satisfying and nutritious, which means you will be more likely to stick to your eating plan. Include your favorite foods in limited amounts. Flexibility is the key to success in healthy eating.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington School Board voted Monday to give retention bonuses to certified staff not included in the state's teacher retention payments. The Hawkeye reports that the board approved the new bonus packages by a vote of 6-1. The district will now pay retention bonuses of $1,000 to 40 certified staff members hired on or before October 10th who did not meet the criteria set by the state earlier this year. The plan will cost about $43,000 and will be paid through the School Emergency Relief Fund sometime in April. Des Moines police have charged four more teenagers with murder in the March 7th shooting death of a 15-year-old outside a Des Moines high school. Police on Tuesday charged the teens about 3 weeks after arresting six other people in the death of Jose David Lopez and the shooting of two teenage girls who survived. Like those arrested earlier, the additional suspects were charged with first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. Investigators made the latest arrests after reviewing surveillance videos and interviewing suspects and their acquaintances. Tribal police for the Meskwaki settlement in east central Iowa say a woman there was fatally mauled by a pack of dogs. The Meskwaki Nation Police Department says in a Facebook post that the incident happened Monday afternoon when a large pack of dogs attacked a young woman in the area of Springs Road. Police said all of the dogs were later identified and killed. Police said they would not release the woman's name or other details until a later date, citing the, quote, sensitivity of the situation. U.S. regulators are allowing people 50 and older to get another booster dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration's decision aims to offer extra protection to the most vulnerable in case the virus rebounds. The FDA said Tuesday that those people can seek a fourth dose several months after their previous booster. With COVID-19 cases currently low, it's not clear if they should rush to get one. There's limited evidence to tell how much benefit another booster could offer right now. The FDA ruled without input from its independent advisors. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson now has the public support of one Republican senator, Susan Collins from Maine. Josh Hawley from Missouri tells Fox's Sean Hannity he's a no.
It's just a fact that this is a woke judge who has been soft on crime, and that's not the kind of person we need on the bench.
Judge Jackson would be confirmed with no Republican support if every Democrat votes yes. The Russian military is apparently breaking a pledge to pull back from two cities in Ukraine as a gesture of trust in the peace process.
The governor of Chernihiv speaking out, saying that overnight they saw missile attacks one after another. In the southwestern part of the country, Russia is also bearing down. 12 people are now dead as the death toll rises from Russia's attack on a nine-story government building.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv, Ukraine. Poland has announced that it will end Russian oil imports over the Ukraine invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Occasional rain likely through the day. A high to 61 degrees. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Becoming west this afternoon. Occasional rain, 70% likely, mainly before 2 a.m. tonight. Look for lows down to 35 with west winds around 15, occasionally gusting to 30. Mostly cloudy Thursday, a 30% chance of rain. Could be mixed with snow and or just snow, 42, with northwest winds at around 15. And right now, we've got skies that are continuing to be cloudy. It's 56.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street in the red at the open this morning. Investors taking a break from a four-day winning streak for the Dow and the S&P 500 index. Russia continued its assault of Ukraine overnight. U.S. crude oil back up to $107 a barrel on the prospects of new Russian sanctions and tighter supply. Right now, Europe is still buying Russian energy products. U.S. companies added 455,000 new jobs in March, slightly more than expected, according to ADP. This added to an already tight labor market. The government's March employment report, that's going to be out on Friday morning. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy 5.7% pace last year, with the fourth quarter clocking in at about 6.9%. That's robust. The GDP, gross domestic product, is a measure of total output of goods and services. The U.S. economy had its fastest growth since 1984 last year. Jessica Ettinger, CNN.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the chief financial officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to NetSuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. NetSuite.com/advantage. NetSuite.com/advantage.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Hi, this is Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director with the Views of Burlington. We are currently looking for a nursing leader who would oversee our nursing staff. This dynamic person would have to be reliable, lead by example, and take pride in their work. While we provide the highest standard of care for our residents, we also believe in taking care of our employees with competitive salaries and benefits. Come join our Views family. To learn more about these positions and apply online, go to viewsofburlington.com.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show. Dr. Michael Ash is joining me, Southeastern Community College. We were talking about some of the challenges that have been faced by the college in general. Inflation has been a nasty, difficult thing to overcome. But, you know, you really don't, especially when you're talking about, we're talking about contracts dealing with some of the fixed costs that you do have. Also talking about building projects because of the supply chain disruption.
Correct.
The residual, I guess the residual effects of, no matter what we say, wherever the status of the pandemic is, the residual effects are still there, is what we have. And that's really one of the things. Not a good news thing, the athletic programs have been, SEC had, in fact, played, I know the SEC women played a game inside the bubble.
Yes, and we actually they sponsored a tournament, so they had eight teams from all across the region in there. In fact, I think they were in there yesterday too playing, but a few weeks ago they were, so they set up two fields in there, outfield. And they ran two games at a time and had quite an experience. And it's the teams that came, they want to know when it's going to be for next year. They're ready to sign up for next year.
There really isn't any other school that would have that kind of a facility, is there?
No. Well, certainly not in our region. Now, I think Des Moines has they're building. If they don't have one, they're building one. There's nothing like what we have in our region. Nobody has like what we have.
Right.
And it is not a college sponsored facility. It's a private
public private organization.
Public private. And so we have to rent the space just like anyone else, but it's available to us. And so that really helps with our recruiting. It helps with being able to play games in February, March. And our the only team that's not in there at all that I'm aware of is the golf team.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably. But in golf, you can they've got a lot of technology with golf, too, now,
yes.
With these simulation, golf simulation.
Right.
I don't know if you use, if you're...
We don't yet, but I would like to have something like that in our student center so that the golf team, and anyone else for that matter who is in the golf, would have an opportunity to practice or to try their hand at golf and the simulation process.
You've increased your athletic participation with the number of teams that
yes.
you have
yes.
Significantly over the last
yes.
Decade, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and we're looking now at adding golf. Adding bowling.
Okay.
And the reason I'm interested in bowling is because there's so many high schools that have tremendous players and
right.
gifted athletes. That they, if they really want to continue in that sport, they leave our region.
Yeah.
And I want to try to figure out ways to keep them here.
Well, and you just mentioned a key point there, and that is how important is athletics in terms of retaining students?
Well, I think it's really important. Now, there are some of the sports where if you look at the roster, we have students from all around the country or from international. But we do, even on our basketball team, we'll have one or two people from the region or from Burlington. Our baseball team just recently signed three players from Burlington High School. And so we work hard at trying to reach those area kids and give them a chance to play and stay in the area.
I do know that there were more commonalities or more chances for the men's and women's teams. The women's teams typically plays down at Keokuk. I believe it's still Keokuk Cardinal Stritch High
yes.
School.
Yes.
But they actually have had, there's some doubleheaders. There's been some doubleheaders
yes.
where they played in the same facility up here.
Right. And I'd like to see a little bit more of that happen for our girls to be able to come to Burlington and play and let people in the area see how talented these kids are. I mean, I go to many of the games. I don't get to every game, but I get to many of them. And I'm just amazed at how they run that court, and they just keep running and running and running, and they hardly seem to be out of breath.
And Lorenzo Watkins has been a fabulous basketball coach for you.
He's been very good. And he and I, when we sat down and talked about his taking over the job, we were on the same page with what the expectations were. And, yes, we want to win. Yes, that's very, very important. But I want these kids to be developed and developing into appropriate young men.
Right.
And to have the skills and the talents and the abilities, because they're not all going to play
sportsmanship. Sportsmanship, too, yes.
And sportsmanship, yeah. That's right. I want them to be, when they go out into the community, I want them to be respectful. I want them to be valued by our community. Same thing with all of our teams. But the baseball team. We have a lot of internationals on that, and they're very, very polite. We get lots of compliments on their behavior.
You mentioned the building project that you do have you at least had a major building project on the table. Is that still coming along, or is it in hiatus right now? Or?
Well, it was in hiatus simply because of weather. What the contractor started doing was removing the dirt and some trees that were in the way, and then starting to move some of the water lines and waste lines and gas lines. So getting ready for the foundation to be put in. But they couldn't do the foundation until they had the building engineered. Now that's all done. So I think any day now, weather permitting, they'll start working on the foundation.
I know that the courts project. That was the
yes.
other side of the turf
right.
project. Now that is that's going to be built in the next to the Fun City
yes.
resort area.
Yes.
Now will the college be able to or be a partisan or a partner in that project as
mm-hmm.
well still?
Yes, and I'm currently and have been since the beginning of time, it seems, serving as the president of this private group. And so we just got through all of the official paperwork. There are five different entities involved with this project.
Right.
And so every one of them, of course, had their particular interests that we had to consider. So we've got through all the paperwork on Monday and then got back to the other attorneys, and then we were on the verge of signing the documents here in the next day or so that everyone will be satisfied with, and then there can be a full movement forward to build this thing. The building itself, just like our building, was ordered some time ago, and it will come sometime this summer or early fall, and it'll be about a year to build that
right.
out. But yes, it is by Fun City, backed by the Pizzazz Hotel area. And the college will have access to it. We'll have to rent our time there. But the courts, there are going to be three courts in there, and they're all going to be intercollegiate size. So if we wanted to run a tournament, we could run a tournament in there.
Is this like the turf, a public-private facility, so other organizations are all involved in here?
Yes.
It's a matter of just simply who's on first and who's got it next.
Right. It is a public-private, and we do scheduling, just like we do for the turf.
How many courts will be in there?
Three courts.
Okay.
Three intercollegiate-sized courts, and then with each court, there'll be two.
You can break it into six. You could break it into six.
We could be running six games, particularly for the younger kids. And just like we did with the turf, we have one large soccer field, full size soccer field, but we break that down into smaller sizes depending on the age of the students or the kids. So it will be available. We'll have someone who will be scheduling tournaments, scheduling practices, scheduling access to the facility, and that will be that person's full-time job. He currently is handling the turf. Plans are for him to move over to handle the courts and then be over the turf, and then we'll hire someone new to handle the turf.
As you look at the coming fall, where does your, what is your recruitment and new students coming in and students for the fall semester? Do you have a pretty good handle on where you are with that?
Well, so far, and it's always a bit shaky to be looking at numbers at this stage. I don't even look at the fall yet far as numbers, but the summer has us ahead of last summer. Last summer, we were up over the summer before.
Which was the COVID summer.
Right. And so we have the summer we were up, the fall we were up, and the spring we were up. So we've had three semesters in a row of being up. My hope and expectation is that we'll see that we're up in the summer, and that everything at this point, all things are pointing positive for a good uptick with our enrollment for the fall.
You had a lot of things that you put into individual classes and classrooms and labs, et cetera,
yes,
because of COVID. Are those things still in there?
No. We do have in the hallways, we do have sanitizers, hand sanitizers. We do provide the faculty some cleaning agent and some towels if they want to wipe some things down. But the classrooms are back to the normal size. We still have some plexiglass hanging and displayed in various public offices. And that probably won't come down for some time. Once we decide, we'll take them all down and not have certain areas that will have it. We'll be consistent. In fact, we had one group that got a little ahead of the game probably about 6 months ago, and I said, and they took theirs down, and I said, no, you got to put it back until we take them all down.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about graduation. That is on the way, both north and south. We've got it up next.
This, keep it on the down low here, is the Dan Patrick Show. Former Jags coach Urban Meyer was unfamiliar with star players around the NFL, including Deebo Samuel, Jamal Adams, and Aaron Donald. Urban Meyer reportedly said the following: who's this 99 guy on the Rams? I'm hearing he might be a problem for us. How's that possible?
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Turns Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Businesses are always looking for ways to stay in front of their customers. Have you thought about the number of additional impressions you could make on potential customers just by putting your business name on your car? Hi, this is Tyler Sherwood with the Sherwood Company. Adding a sign to your company or personal vehicle allows you to have a rolling ad for your business all year long. From a full-color wrap to a simple logo on the door, Sherwood Company's professional designers and installers have you covered. Maybe you yourself have seen some of the rolling ads professionally installed by the Sherwood Company. Standard of Beaverdale, Zeiser's, Davis Homes, and Mike Campbell's Body Shop and Towing all have trusted the Sherwood Company to bring their brand identity onto the open road. Using the same technology, Sherwood Company can wrap almost anything you can think of. We've wrapped a pool table and even a prosthetic leg. Have an idea of something cool you want to do? Give us a call at the Sherwood Company.
First impression last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Lamar Jackson, NFL quarterback, has reacted to Apple introducing 123 new emojis, and there's an entire line of them that includes pregnant men. And Lamar Jackson, of all people, tweets that out and says, quote, "Why the buddy pregnant?"
Weekdays, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Dr. Michael Ash is joining me, Southeastern Community College Spotlight, and graduation is just around the corner. And graduation, I know you've had graduation, at, I believe, at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. Is that going to continue again?
Well, yes, and of course, the parking lot is mostly torn up.
Right.
So that'll be something logistically we'll have to think through, because we fill that auditorium. And then, of course, it has to be appropriate parking and access and all of that. And I was down there last week, I think it was last week, for a civic music event. And
right.
I was like, oh, my goodness, this is – and it was just a fairly small crowd.
You really need – yes, and they advertise, please park in the south lot on the other side, because it's the regular lot is not –
Yeah,
is not
well, available. Even if you park in the regular lot, you can't get there. You have to – climb over stuff and then walk down the railroad tracks.
Okay,
stuff,
so don't park there.
Don't park there.
Yeah,
I pulled in there because that's not normal process for us, but I pulled around to the south side. And of course, we were there early. My wife's on the civic board, civic music board, and so she had to be there early. So we parked there, and there was plenty of parking at the time, but when we came out, it was
packed. Was that the Catapult Magic Shadows?
Yes.
Oh, that was quite a show.
What a wonderful show that was. Absolutely fun.
Anyway.
And then the one they have coming up is called Six Appeal, and we're sponsoring that one, helping to underwrite it. But the graduation...
Okay.
There's no
how many different you've got? Now you have multiple graduations, don't you?
We do. We have this one here in Burlington, and then we have one in Keokuk. But we have Nurse Pinnings.
Right.
We have two of those.
Yeah.
We also have our high school equivalency, which we hold at our gym at our campus here in West Burlington.
But the major graduation is done at the auditorium.
And so last year we had booked. Which we have done every year, we booked the down in Keokuk, the Grand Theater.
Right.
And they had assured us, yes, they're going to be open. And then they came back and said, well, we're going to be open, but we're going to limit the size of audience. And we packed that place out, too. So I said, well, let's keep that on the date, but let's come up with an alternative. So we ended up putting it on campus. And it was such a success that we're going to do that again.
It was an outdoor event,
outdoor
wasn't it?
Event, yeah. On campus, yeah. Yes. And I don't have...
Which is what Iowa Wesleyan has done for years.
Yes. Well, so. I don't have a venue in the area that, even on our campuses, that could handle 2,000 or 3,000 people. So that's why we come to the theater or the Memorial Auditorium here, and we have about a 1,000-seat auditorium there in Grand at the Grand Theater. And as I say, we've packed them out both all the time that we've been here.
But hopefully COVID is in our rear window and we can actually look forward to that.
But the point is, one year was, we've faced a number of times where the auditorium here was threatened because of flooding.
And then, did you do a virtual? Was it a virtual?
We did a virtual.
In the very first year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that didn't go over very well.
No.
The students said, no, I want face-to-face.
So you did do it later.
Yeah, in August, we did a face-to-face. And the students were appreciative. We spaced everything out. They would have to wear masks, all those kind of things. Except when they went across the stage, we permitted them to take off their masks so they could have pictures made. But now the obstacle that we're facing is not COVID, it's the parking lot.
Yeah, okay.
It's parking downtown and then accessibility to the facility. So we're going to have to get with the contractor to find out what can we do here? Having everybody come in the back door is just not workable.
It is sort of a The fact is, the devil is always in the details,
right.
Isn't it? I guess
that's
so to speak.
And, I mean, we're thrilled that we're having graduation. To me, it's the most fun time of the year because it's culmination of a lot of hard work by students and by parents who grin from ear to ear, thinking they're Johnny or they're Susie or they're Billy. They graduated from college, and maybe they're going into the work field or maybe they're going on to the next level of education, but. For many of these, because we have about 70% of our students who are first generation students, so their parents never went to a 4-year school, and so this is a big deal.
Well, I had my wife and two of my daughters both went to SCC and then went on to get other degrees in other institutions, and I really did appreciate SCC. I mean, it was like, I could write it. What I would write for a check for a semester was what it would cost me a month other place. And
that's a good word to put out there because it is a great value. You get quality education for a reasonable cost, which then together equals out value.
And that really is and especially now with your partnership with Iowa Wesleyan.
Yes.
Speaking of things that are coming up, I know that you've got a big event happening in July, the Alumni Association. It is the golf outing. Yes. I know Val Genentino is going to join me to talk about that. And that is the biggest fundraiser for the Alumni Association.
It is for the alumni, yes. And for the college, our biggest face-to-face is the Great Taste.
And that Great Taste is coming up in November, and that is I believe there was an event with the gala, the grand auction for the living arts that I'm not sure where they are moving that, or I'm guessing they're bringing
it back.
I think
it dissolved because there's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of energy that went into it, and I think some people just kind of said, okay, I've had enough.
And so, but SCC has benefited from that, and that's a huge event. We'll have more on that as we get closer to that in November. So some normal is, maybe it's not precisely normal, but it's as close to normal as you're going to get.
it's awfully, awfully close. And of course, one of the things that I said to my staff a number of months ago, I said, when this thing is over, we're going to have a major mask burning ceremony. but many of them are saying, well, when are we going to do that mask burning? Well, when it's really over and we don't have to wear masks again anyway. So
I tell you, I was on spring break and I had a mask in every pocket.
That's right.
Because you never knew when you're going to need one. And that's sort of thing. But it is good to see it back to normal.
Absolutely.
And I think financially, hopefully that financially things will be back to normal and the inflationary pressures and things like that will also sort of mitigate as well.
We certainly hope so. And We're looking forward to getting our new student center built, and we also have in process a new track soccer complex that right now looks like a big mound of dirt on the west side of campus. But that'll be practice facilities for both the track and the soccer program.
And a very good news again on the $10 million endowment from the Great River Health.
That's right, and we're very, very thankful for that. A lot of smart people helped put that together, and so we're looking forward to really delivering on that.
Dr. Michael Ashe, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me,
Steve. We'll see you in April.
All right, thanks so much.